This month, the Central Library in downtown Indianapolis will become a Mexican-inspired wrestling venue as La Sardina Gallery presents the Lucha Libre Festival. From WFYI's Arts and Culture Desk, Jill Dittmeyer speaks with event organizer Christopher Dance about the free event that combines their excitement for Lucha Libre and books.
The idea is that we're going to bring Mexican-style wrestlers to the Central Library. So we're going to have a wrestling ring, I think somewhere around 10 luchadors, which are Mexican wrestlers, and they're going to be wrestling in matches all day during that festival.
So what is Lucha Libre?
Lucha Libre means free wrestling. So it's kind of akin to American professional wrestling. The main difference in the actual style of it is the high-flying nature of it. Most of it's happening with flips and more acrobatic things. In my opinion, a lot more skill, a lot more goes into it.
So it's going to be a little bit of that going on at the library, a little modified, maybe not flying.
No, I mean, this is a full-on wrestling company. They are setting up a professional wrestling ring, and they're going to be doing all the high-flying, you know, different things that wrestling companies do. So
how do you go about finding a professional wrestling company to come do that?
Eduardo Luna and I have been looking for a while, and so we had been up in Chicago, and we knew there was a couple different wrestling companies there that did Lucha Libre. And so we talked with a couple different companies, and in the process of kind of whittling down to who we ended up with, ended up on a third company that was actually from Indianapolis.
Why is this type of wrestling such an integral part of the culture?
Lucha Libre, just like American professional wrestling, these people start to identify different mythos or something. So they become these like Greek tragedian stories. And so people really get involved in, you know, there's a lot of dialogue that happens before and after a match that kind of creates that fantastical narrative about these wrestlers. And so they start to embody a little bit of you and me and then something a little larger, you know, because most of them are physically larger than us, and they're doing something that's fantastical.
What do you want people to take away after they leave that day?
I want people to leave joyful. I love it so much. I love the farcical kind of aspect of going and watching professional wrestling. You know it's fake. I mean, it's not fake. It's totally real. I love that idea, and I love that everybody gets to act like a child for however long they decide to stay there.
And it really is a way to celebrate a lot of similarities that we might not necessarily think about through wrestling.
Yeah, so wrestling, once you get past the door of like a bunch of guys in underwear, like, you know, grappling with each other, I think that opens the door in your brain to, you know, a lot of fun, kind of cartoony things that maybe you don't get to access all the time. And I think in that frame of mind and viewpoint, people can do a lot more to connect.
That was Lucha Libre organizer Christopher Dance speaking with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer from our Arts and Culture Desk.